Hallelujah. Come on, he's good. Oh, yeah. We feel what we like and we like what we feel. Come on. This is about Jesus. This is about his glory, his power, his word, his anointing, his authority, his dominion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited about being in the house of the Lord tonight. Praise God. I want to go to the book of St. John, chapter 20. It's an honor to be here. And I'm just thankful for what the power of God is doing. And a Sunday morning I had a good time. A Sunday night I danced till I got tired. And I danced till my feet hurt, and I danced till I got tired again. Praise God. So I was double tired, and oh my. When I sit down, and sometimes I call my feet on my dogs, they said, "Whew, we're glad you off us." You know, there's something about life that is so very phenomenal. We have a chance to make it great, or we have a chance to make it bad. We can make it good, or we can make it sorrowful. Everybody in this building, you got to play the hand of cards that has been dealt you. You can stand there and hold them, or you can start working and doing right into the things of God and then start picking up and discarding. It is up to you. But life, there is something about life, and there's something about abundant life and true life. True life is in Jesus Christ. That is where you're going to find the trueness of life. It is in him. There is something about his power and his glory that God is wanting to radiate through us, but he does it through his word. He does it. Come on, he does it right by the power of the Holy Ghost. So John 20 and verse 31, when you got it, say, "I got it." "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." He didn't say that you might have life through God. He didn't do it. He said life through Jesus. Wait a minute. The devils fear and tremble because there's one God. But when we call his name, what happens? When everything is upset in your life and you're just about to wreck, Jesus. Oh, it all changes. I want to talk to us about true life. About true life. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise right as you're being seated, okay? Praise God. There's some folks in here we're going to pray for in just a little while, but let's get into the word of God. Come on, let's really begin to see what Jesus really has to say about life. Oh, Jesus. Praise God. Abundant life is well supplied, richly supplied. That is abundant life. But when you have true life is not a lie. You're not living a fantasy. You are living something in the kingdom of God. You are doing something in the kingdom of God. That is true life. And once we can let go of our yesterday and really get a hold of what Jesus is doing today, I don't care what has happened in my past, it's over. I cannot go back and relive yesterday, but I can dance and rejoice and shout today because Jesus, hey, he kept me, he spared me, he overshadowed me, he has directed me. That is what Jesus has done. John 4 and 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. A spirit does not have flesh and bone as we have. A spirit don't have blood. Jesus said that God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There's something about, hey, about that holy, righteous name. There are many gods in this world, but there's only one Savior. There is many kings in this world, but there's only one King of Kings. Whenever we can understand that he is our Savior, he is our King, he is our Redeemer, he has purchased us, he has bought us, he went to Calvary, he shed his blood, he gave us life, he gave us hope, he gave us breath. God is a spirit. He said that thou might believe that Jesus is the one true God. John 14:17, even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He just said, look, I'm just not God that is here. I want to be in there. I'm just not the God that is going to walk with you. I want to walk in you. I'm just not the King that is going to shed blood for you. But I want to shed it in you. Come on, there's something about Jesus. Whenever you say that name, hell begins to tremble. Whenever you say the name of Jesus, come on, there's something about life that is true life that is in Jesus Christ. Who else has died for you? Who became a perfect sacrifice? Who became a spotless lamb? Who did? Nobody but Jesus. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Who? It's not in Buddha. It's not in Hare Krishna. It is not in Islam. It is in Jesus. Our salvation, it is in him. He purchased you, honey. He went to a cross. He died. He rose. That is why hell is so afraid of that name. Whenever you speak the name of Jesus, I believe every situation trembles. I believe cancer begins to move at that name. Nobody else can do what he did. Nobody else can go into a grave and become the first fruits but Jesus. Can I get Connor for a minute? How many of y'all remember the song, "Hey, did a cat and a fiddle and a cow jumped over the moon"? You know what it means when you find bones on the moon? Cow didn't make it. I'm going to tell you something. You know what it means whenever you find bones in that tomb? He didn't rise. There ain't no bones in that tomb. There ain't no bones there. Come on. He rose. He rose. He is a living, breathing God. He is a living, breathing King. He come to purchase us. He brought salvation to us. Whenever the world is saying, say God. No, I'm going to say Jesus. You know why? It upsets everything. Acts 20 and verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. I didn't do it. I didn't die for you. He did. He did. He did. He did. Every blessing that you ever got in your life, he did it. Every miracle that you've ever got, he did it. Every time that he answered a prayer, he did it. Every time that you got out of the stupor, he did it. Every time that you got an encouraging word, he did it. Every time you woke up during the midnight hour in fear and yet a peace came in, he did it. Jesus did it. Nobody else can do it. Hebrews 10 and 5, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifices and offering that thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. He said, wait a minute. God is a spirit. But I'm coming to you in the form of a body. I'm coming to you in the form of a spotless lamb. I am coming to you in a form of God that is in the tabernacle, that is in the flesh. That is how I'm coming to you. When I leave this world, there'll be scars in my hand. There'll be there'll be nail prints in my feet. There'll be a hole in my side. But I'm gonna live. I am gonna breathe. I'm gonna sit on the throne. I'm gonna make intercession for you. Revelation 13 and verse 8, and all that dwelleth upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Before the world was ever laid, he already had a plan. While your granddaddy was walking on the face of this earth, he already knew exactly what you was going to be like. And we think that there is no God. I'm sorry. Tell that devil to put that in his pipe and smoke it. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. I need the blood. I need his power. I need his dominion. I need his authority. Sissy's going to work out a family situation for you, and it's going to come to joy and joy and joy and joy. Let him do it, sis. Let him step into the middle of it and let him turn this thing around in the name of Jesus Christ. There are those that are going to be upset. So what? Let them be upset. They're going to be upset if you do. They're going to be upset if you don't. I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship. I'm going to dance. When we can let go of the turmoil and God gives us the peace. Here's our crutch. Preacher, you don't know what I've been through. Hey, wait a minute. Everybody has a crutch. Get rid of the crutch. Lean on Jesus. He'll be your crutch. He'll be your healer. He'll be your deliverer. He'll be... Every miracle, he took a stripe for it. Every healing, he took a stripe for it. Life is in him. Why are you so happy? Jesus. In the false Book of Martyrs, they would set them on fire and they would laugh and they would rejoice in Jesus and smile until their tongues swelled in their mouth, and then they died with a smile on their face. Having nothing, but yet having the greater riches that man could ever know. That is Jesus. He is the greater riches. He is the greatest thing that has ever happened to us. He is the church. He purchased it. We are the sheep of his pasture. He is our anchor. He is the bishop of our soul. It's him. He did it. Sometimes we want to say, Lord, I'm going to figure this out. You ain't got enough numbers on your calculator. He'll blow your little chemistry set up. Come on, you can't figure him out. When you think he's fire, he'll be a tree. When you think he's tree, he'll be air. When you think he's air, he'll be water. He's always one step ahead. Whenever you think he's water, he'll be a rock. It's all in him. Every time you dance, it is for him. Every time you shout, it is for him. Every time he wakes you up in prayer, it is for him. Every note that has been created right on this piano, he did it. Come on, man didn't do it. He gave man knowledge to do it. Hey, Jesus did. The angels have no choice. They've got to praise him. But I have a choice. Jesus, you brought me out of the gutter. Hey, God, you healed me. You have delivered me. You have set me free. I am no longer the same. Jesus did it. I've been blood bought. I've been mercy sought. He dug me out. Brother Phillips, what do you do for exercise? I go to church. What do you do for fun? I go to church. See, here's the thing about preachers' kids. They shout like everybody else. Oh, you know, Brother so-and-so, this is the way he shouted at this church. I've laughed at my kids and I've cried. But it got us through some rough times. What do you do in the rough times? I go to church. What do you do in the good times? I go to church. What do you do when you're sick and you can't get out of bed? I worship him. He inhabits the praises of his people. Even in the middle of sickness, he comes down, he conquers sickness. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Honey, he'll conquer sickness. Can you imagine? Come on, you just, see, y'all ain't like me, okay? See, I have a crazy imagination. I really do. If you don't believe it, put on the tennis shoes and walk a mile in this brain. Better yet, walk a quarter, two steps. Ooh, too much for me. My mind is like a wheel. It never stops. I'm honest. Brother Blagg, he's laughing at me, but I'm serious. My kids would play music at 2 and 3 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. Come out of a church service, a comatose. I'm not kidding you. Laying down and hear music. Foot starts tapping before I'm even awake. Scripture starts rolling. And I go to the bedroom. Y'all got to shut this off. I've got to rest. Music begins to create something in you that creates something for him. Music begins to move you to worship him. Music gets you out of a downcast state right into a place of faith to where that you can step in and really begin to believe God for the impossible when it looks like it is impossible. That's what music does for me. I don't know what it does for you. I was coming down the highway. No joke, I was pulling my trailer. For a first time I ever pulled it with that blue truck. Man, I'm on Highway 98 and I'm hooked up. There's construction going on. My wife and kids, she's with Lori Beth and they done went on and I'm pulling the trailer, or they may not have come, I don't remember. But coming down through there. Man, that old diesel truck was just purring. I hit a hill. It changed gears. And the Holy Ghost said, did you hear that? I said, God, did I hear what? He said, it hit a, under the load, when you hit a hill, it changed gears. My mind began to turn. My little pea brain, look, I you cats are smart, okay? I'm the ignorant one. And the Holy Ghost said, if you will change gears in the middle of the test, you may have to gear down one time, but you're going over the hill. If I can just keep breathing, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. I may have a heavy burden on me, but I'm coming out. Everything may look like it is crazy, but I'm coming out. The family, it may be in a mess, but I'm coming out. There is a yes for every mess. Jesus is going to straighten your situation out. Honey, you got to change gears. What are you saying? I'm not looking at the problem anymore. I'm going to worship him right in the middle of my worship. Come on, he's coming down. I'm going over the hill. Luke 24 and verse 39, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. Can you imagine the Lord just coming through the wall and going and just appearing? I'm here. You talking about stuttering? Jesus, is that you? You know, if I'm not mistaken, don't the alphabet have 26 letters? Mine's got 90. Okay. Well, yeah, 300, whatever. And sometimes I write just like I talk. You don't blame me, you ask Brother Long. Hello, I was trying to text him something one day. Crazy typo. No, it's the crazy thing just doing the typing. Sometimes we have to change gears into a place of worship. You got to shift. If you don't believe that blue truck won't hit 98 miles an hour before you blink your eyes, sit down in it. That's all I can tell you. If you don't believe that Jesus will not bring you through something, calling on his name, you got another thing coming. This is the way that we say it where I'm from. When Jesus, do you believe that Jesus will bring you through something? And then our reply is this way. Does a cat have 10 climbing gears? Hello, come on. That's an old diesel mechanic term for I'm shifting gears and I'm coming out of the hole. There's something about the blood. David was in a place called Pass Damum. You know what that word means? A boundary of blood. He said, Goliath, you're not coming past the blood. You may come this far, but you ain't coming beyond the blood. You may taunt me, you may scream at me, you may holler at me, but you're not coming beyond the blood. Once you step beyond the blood, it's over for you. When is some of us, when are we going to look at the adversary and say, wait a minute, you done come too far. Here is the blood. You may holler, you may scream, but I plead the blood. Come on, there is a God, there is a King. Sister, if you'll praise him in a dance, he'll straighten this mess out quickly. In the name of Jesus Christ, honey, go ahead. Hello, Sister in the green. Come on, stand on your feet for me. Coming down the side of your neck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth vertebra coming down. I keep seeing the Holy Ghost coming in and just pushing this over, sis. And it's going to line up the neck. It's going to line up the head. That's where all the pressure's coming from. And it starts coming over the head. God, I do thank you tonight, Jesus. Maria Satata Robo Condorebaye. Hallelujah, God. Come here, Brother Long. Come here. Come here and lay your hands on it. Tell that young lady to dance. Pray for her. Come on, sis. Go ahead and dance. Come on, dance. Dance. I don't understand it. Hey, I'm going to have life. I'm just going to dance. Jesus is coming. I'm going to dance. Jesus is coming. I'm going to worship. Jesus is coming. Hey, it's going to be changed. It's going to be different. He is breaking into my situation. Jesus is doing it. When he tells us who he is, why do we keep doubting it? We was in a service with somebody. I'm going to tell you something. We pray for ladies, families all over the country that has had babies. Church, I'm honest. I'm serious. We pray for a bunch of them. And I was in a service, and I wasn't preaching. It was a youth rally, and I stepped in the back, and he'll know what I'm talking about. And this dude said, he called his wife and said, oh, my God, that dude's here. She said, you stay away from him. Well, they're expecting now, praise God. Nobody said, well, come on, hello. It's good to laugh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody's going, don't look this way, preacher. My daughter said, Daddy, you got a jacked up eye. When you start looking, you got that glistening in your eye. You stay away. What about it, Brother Black? Hello. Praise God. I'd cry. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He just is not wanting to be God with us. He's God in us. He's God for us. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. Hey, I don't care if you're in the midst of your storm. He's God in the same storm you're in. Come on, he's still God. He don't change. Jesus is his name. This is true life. Pastor McLean said, Brother Phillips, if you'll stretch, it'll sure help you. I said, oh, God. I get all this stretched out, I'll be 8 foot tall.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, and I've been stretching, and Sister McLean, I put my foot back today, and I said, he showed me how to do it this way. And I said, oh, my God, that calf is going, I need a sandwich. I said, I'm with you. They're going to change something for you very quickly. And it's going to work in your benefit, and it's going to work in your favor. I see some men coming to you with some papers and going, hey, if you want it early, you can take it early. But if you don't, if you work out this much time, it's not going to be anymore. Sir, they're going to lay a paper out before you and say, if you'll take their early retirement, this is what we do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll do it with a full benefit. And it's better to do it now than it is then. Because then it may not be available. One man told me, Pastor McLean, he said, Brother Phillips, you don't work now. I said, excuse me? I said, have you lost your mind? I said, when you're going home, I'm going to church. When you're going home, I'm tearing down my trailer, or I'm setting up my trailer, or I'm headed to revival. Where do you live at? I said, where's that trailer parked at? What's your address? I don't know. I just take off the numbers and take it with me. Colossians 1 and 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, of his mastery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. How can we walk through this life without him? We can't. How can we deal with the things in our life without him? We can't. How are we going to take dominion? How are we going to conquer these spirits? We can't. It's through him. It's by him. It is for him. Everything you deal with, every time he brings you through, it is for his glory. Jesus does it. I don't understand how he does it. I don't understand how black cow eat green grass and give white milk, but he does. That's hard for a stuttering boy to say. I know I don't use that proper English, okay? Just forgive me. We use is and ain'ts and y'alls and yous. And praise God. Habakkuk 3 and 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. My. Not just because he filled Daddy with the Holy Ghost. And then he fills me with the Holy Ghost. He's just not a Daddy's God anymore. He's mine. Once he purchased you with his own blood, it's up to you to come under the blood. He created humanity to have a relationship with him. But we have a choice. We have a choice. To have Jesus is to have life. You know, there was a little song that says, try Jesus, don't try me. Hello? You press on me enough and there's going to be something in my flesh. As one man said, my flesh. Because I need to flush this flesh. When he gives us life, The buffet can be set, but until you get in line, it ain't going to help you. You can walk in a yard of stickers, or you can put the shoes on and walk among the serpents. How are we going to win them if we don't go to them? Because they see something in you that they don't see in anybody else. There's light in you, preacher. There's power in you, preacher. What are you doing different? I'm just crying out to God, Doc. Coming under your ribs on both sides, sister. He's coming down through the whole rib cage, and he's healing through the whole rib cage. And even coming around to your backbone, to where the ribs connect, sis. It's going to be different about daybreak in the name of Jesus Christ. I do thank you, Lord. Going to open up work here, sir, and you won't have to go off and come back and go off and come back. It's going to be within driving range to where you can be in the house of God. At first, they say you got night shift, hold it, and then they're going to change it. Hold it, you got mid shift, hold it, we're going to put you on days, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to watch what the Holy Ghost is really going to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I do thank you, Lord. Come on, brother, look at me. Coming about right on here. It's just a little past the navel, right on the right-hand side. It's right on this side. The Holy Ghost service going in. He's going to sew this up because there's been a problem in bending over. And even when you bend over and you pick up something heavy and come up, sir, it's been burning, and it's been burning. And the Holy Ghost, sir, is going to touch your body tight. Come on, brother Long, go and lay your hands on him. I thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, you're a healer. Your blood purchased our soul. Your stripes, God, purchased our healing. Sew it up tonight, God. Let it not hurt no more. Let it not bother him anymore. It ain't burning now, is it? It was burning when you come in, wasn't it? Hey, he still does it. If he needs to turn water into wine, he'll do it again. Come on, he'll do it again. Just to show you that he's God. He's in control of all things. I know I done heard some thoughts, preacher. I'm going to go home and sit out a gallon. I know I was a real bad jerk yesterday. I really was. I was fishing. Sister Long was really a jerk. She wore us out. Hello, sir, in the blue suit. Come on, stand on your feet for me, sir. You, sir. Come on, stand up. Come on, chop, chop. When I looked at you tonight, I kept seeing direction, direction, direction. It's not going to be many days until the Holy Ghost is going to give a complete, clear direction. I can hear you praying, God, what do I need to do in this situation? Help me out tonight, Lord. I need that direction. And sure, there was going to be a breaking away and a cleaving too. And you watch what the Holy Ghost does in the name of Jesus Christ. I do thank you, Lord.
There is an old, hurtful situation that I see him pulling out the dagger, sewing up the heart and saying, Lord, I do forgive them. Lord, I am releasing them and I let them go. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. I thank you tonight, God. Romans 8:9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Look, I have trouble with my flesh. I have more trouble with me than I do anybody. My wife has more trouble with me. She said, boy, you're going to pray through. I'm going to put this frying pan on. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. How are we sealed? We are sealed through him, the blood. We're sealed through the blood. When you're having a good time, I am. I'm enjoying myself. I was getting ready for church. I said, I say unto myself, myself say. See, y'all don't talk to me. See, I have to talk to myself because there are times that I just don't feel like going to church. I don't have to say, self, get up. Come on, get your shoes on. Get your glad rags on. You get your shouting shoes on. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. My feet's going, you're tired, but my mind's going, get up. Come on, get up, dude. You got to get it. There is somebody that needs to hear the word of God. I don't know. I don't know how he talks to you. This is how he talks to me. He has to get very stern at times with me because I'm hard-headed. There are times that he wakes you up and he says, get up. Lord, I don't want to get up. That fan's blowing and it's cold. Get up. There's a blanket down there. Go cover up. Let's pray. Lord, can I stay here? No, get up. You're going to wake her up. Go downstairs. Let her sleep. One man said, brother, does your wife, does she beat you up? I said, no, I get up before she does. I hope you understand what I'm doing here. There are some of us that's got our minds so much on our need to where that we cannot even laugh and enjoy the things of God. From a young man, right there, sir, the Holy Ghost is going to touch your backbone tonight, Brother Gantz. Shayende mandoria kaya botoria ndaraba ile beli ando rosuria nai. I'm gonna move my hands, sir. It's not gonna hurt. It's gonna be time to dance. You ready? You ready? You ready? Go. Maybe you ain't hurt to a point to where you couldn't move. Feels good, don't it, brother? God, you put some Holy Ghost grease in those vertebrae. I got to pick at my brother, okay? in 1 John 5 and verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given you, that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son hath not life. There was a famous artist, and his son got drafted into the war, and he got shot on the battlefield. And this man took a piece of old cardboard and sketched his son out the best he could, laying in a pool of blood in the dirt. And he sent it to the dad. And it grieved the father so much that it went long until the dad had passed away, the famous artist. Everybody was gathering because they wanted the estate. He has some very expensive paintings. Auctioneer gets up. The granddaddy was in the audience. Bring on the good paintings. Bring them out. Let us bid. He grabs his mallet and he sets it on the table and he pulls out this piece of cardboard that's got the sun on it, laying in blood. We don't want that stuff. We want the good stuff. The old man said, I'll give $10. Everybody said, let him have it. Let him have it. He slapped the mallet, going once, going twice. Let him have it. Sold. He put the gavel up. And he shut the box. And he said, wait a minute, what are you doing? He said, he that takes the son takes the whole estate. We take him at his word. We take the whole estate. We take heaven. I don't know about you, but honey, I need heaven. I need Jesus. That's why they don't understand. You take Calvary. You take the whole estate. Look, whenever you take the blood, you just don't get the blood, honey. You get a mansion. Jesus said that in my Father's house are many mansions. I go away. I am preparing a place for you. You take the Son, you take the mansion. John 1 and 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law judged our flesh, but grace is the liberating power to live in the Spirit. Come on, did you hear me? Grace is the liberating power to live in the Spirit of God. John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill and destroy. Stops. You got them two little dots. Red light. Stop. Chew on that for a minute. Chew on that for a minute. In the garden had it made, but because of deception, got kicked out of the garden. Now we all have a fallen nature in the first Adam, but we have redemption in the second Adam. God told Rachel, the elder is going to serve the younger. The first Adam is going to submit to the second Adam. Come to fulfill the law. He didn't come to do away with it. He come to fulfill it. Everything that you read that he is in the Old Testament, he fulfilled it in the New. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We can live in the Spirit of God, or we can walk in our nasty flesh. We can have him or it, but you're not going to get both. I can't preach today and talk about my brother tomorrow. I can't preach on Sunday and cut throats on Monday. If I'm genuine today, I've got to be genuine tomorrow. I've got to be genuine the next day. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost today. I can't lay him down tomorrow. You know why some lose out with God? You know why they lose out with him? Because they go to places that he don't approve of. And so therefore, he's there waiting where some has laid him down. It could have been Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But because of the gratification of the flesh, give me the bowl of pottage. I'm hungry for the things of this world, lest I die. We can have true life, an abundant life, or we can have the ways of the world. That ain't up to Jesus Christ. That's up to you. We can have the miraculous, or we can just have just normal church. We can have something that'll shake the foundation of the world, or we can have something that'll just tickle everybody's ears. True life is in Jesus Christ. Come on, stand with me. If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't know what you're missing. I can tell you, you don't know what you're missing. It's the greatest thing this side of heaven. So grand, so powerful, that you can lay down with a clear conscience. If you've never been down in a watery grave and buried the old man there, you don't know what you're missing. One man said, "Sir, I'm of this denomination. I said, "So am I." He said, "No, you're not. You're apostolic." I said, "I was that denomination. I just been souped up." You can have a regular car, or you can have a hot rod. Being filled with the Holy Ghost, honey, makes you like a hot rod. Hello, come on. That's right. You know why? Because it puts... There's power there. There is dominion there. There is authority there. We can have Jesus or silver or gold. It's up to you. Life is not in the things that we possess, but it's in who possesses us. That's life. That's life. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, you don't know what you're missing. My Lord Jesus. Let me put it to you this way. Do you remember the first time that you tasted banana pudding? Oh, Jesus. I like food, okay? Put it to your mouth and... It just had a gopher taste to it. You had to take one bite and just go for another one. That's the way the Holy Ghost is. It's sweeter and sweeter and better and better and gooder every day. It never gets old. It never runs dry. It never runs out. Whatever you need tonight, it's around this altar. Come on, it's here. Come on, it's here. You want to come and tell him how much you love him? Come on, I'm finna tag with this preacher. You need Jesus Christ to deliver you from something? Come on. You need him to touch your mind? Come on. You need a touch in your body? Come on. There be somebody that, look, somebody will pray for you. Reach over and make a connection with somebody. Come on, reach over and make that connection. Encourage that one. Lift up that one. Tonight, God. Tonight, Jesus. Oh, God. We praise you tonight, Lord. You're our God. You're our King. Hands together and just clap them to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight.